You see, this is the stuff that Tony Abbott and Joe Hockey have got to deal with. This is another Gillard government policy on the run failure that's going to impact massively on the budget. And, you know, in many ways, people are saying that might be what they intended. These people might have set about destroying the economy of this country. Given the way the policy was rushed out by Labor, it seems the National Disability Insurance Scheme now has a $6 billion black hole at its core. Why? Well, the Gillard government didn't fully model the cost of people growing old within it. The cost of the NDIS was supposed to peak at $22 billion in 2019-20, but now due to new ageing costs, it will peak at $28 billion down the track. The addition of older people to the scheme was not originally modelled by the Productivity Commission because the assumption was these costs would be covered by the aged care system, which is, of course, also funded by you. But the Gillard government later altered the design of the scheme so that beneficiaries were not forced out of it when they turned 65. But consistent with Labor's government on the run style and the mess that they left us in, the change was made without any modelling, leaving the NDIS itself to determine the extra cost of the change. Well, the NDIS has now completed the work, and you, taxpayer, will pay handsomely. The Medicare levy increase brought in by the former Labor Disability Minister Jenny Macklin to fund the NDIS will fund less than half of its $22 billion cost in 2019-20, and billions more will now have to be added to that in succeeding years. I mentioned to you yesterday, if you look at the polls, these are the arsonists burning down the economy. The polls tell us we want the arsonists back and we're ready to give them more fuel and more matches. There is something insane going on out there.